B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
You a chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, time for sound. Before that, just a reminder, Beers with Bob tonight. That's right, Bob Cooney and Andrew Salchunas. From 6 to 7 following this show, I'll take a look at really everything, including this past weekend's game and looking ahead to Thursday's game. So kick back, tune in, check out Beers with Bob starting right after the show at 6 o'clock. All right, sound off is 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. Get your emotions into it. Tell us how you really feel. All right, let's see what we have on sound off.
I'll tell you, that doesn't pique us no respect, you know. Howie Roseman called him after the game and said, I want to talk to you about the play calling. Come on over. No one's home. Doug went over. No one was home. I'll tell you, no respect.
Well,
I don't hate it.
You know, it started out and ended good. In the middle, it was a little shaky.
Yeah.
He lost Rodney in the middle.
Yeah, he went from Taraja.
But I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
The premise.
You know, these fans who keep screaming about put the kid in. Do you understand that you're taking the Eagles off the hook for having to do anything once you put the kid in there? The clock resets once you put the kid in the game. So we wouldn't be looking to win or even be a Super Bowl contender until like 2025.
You know, I don't know that people are screaming put the kid in. It's a smattering because they're the Wentz haters. So, I don't know. I think that most reasonable Eagle fans look at that situation and go, he's not nearly ready. So, if you want to use him a couple plays, that's good.
Mike, what is going on with all these injuries? Like, I've never, ever seen anything like this before. Like, who's in charge of the strength and conditioning program for the Philadelphia Eagles? Like, there is no way that this many top NFL athletes get hurt for the same team. This is ridiculous.
I don't really know what to say about that. I mean, I know they've changed medical staffs 3 years in a row to try to ward off injuries. And I just think that this disjointed season, it just happened to the Eagles maybe more than another team. I just think it's more coincidental than lack of physical preparation.
And there's some, but Peters, Deshaun, Alshon, that's AJJ.
Yeah.
So that's three injuries like right there, like, they're all not the same. I think a lot of us, you got an old roster.
Yes. And this they need to learn a lesson from that.
Malik Jackson, older guy. Like,
yeah.
They're not all, but I'm saying if you take away the old guys, you probably have less injuries overall.
Yes.
I used to think the most annoying trade expression that people insist telling you multiple times a year was, well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. Well, I have a new one that I think by Thanksgiving, it will be number one. NFC Least. If someone says NFC Least again, I think they should be water balloon or egg.
Well, I
kind of agree.
I do, too. I hate the insanity thing. I've heard it 1,000 times now, and it's got to stop. And the NFC Least, it's so low picking. It's like below the surface. It's so low picking.
When you played that clip of Nick Foles talk, I'm like, yeah, they're 5-1, and I'm not going to take that away because 5-1 is better than 1-4-1. But they're winning because of their defense, Mike. Nick Foles thinks that team is not that good. That team is an average team with a really good defense that has been beating teams that they should beat, unlike the Eagles, who can't even beat a team they should beat.
Nicky Flex. Come on, man. Nicky Flex!
You know, it is easy to flex if your team only gives up 16. Like, I'd like to see Wentz come out after a game if this defense could actually hold somebody to 16. I bet you Wentz all of a sudden might be bringing the hat back.
Hey, listen, my man is assertive
all
these
of a
days.
Sudden.
Yes, he is.
So you guys think pretty wins. I'm telling you, pretty doesn't win.
One bright spot out of the Eagles game, I thought, was the defense. I know they gave up a lot of points and gave up some yards, but all in all, they played pretty well.
Played pretty well.
What?
The first six drives is minus 5 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, the defense. Oh, yeah, you didn't think the defense played well.
No.
I have read some stories, though, that said the defense wasn't as bad or whatever. People that are, I don't know.
Give up 30-plus, I don't care. You didn't play well.
Yeah.
You know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to get through, haven't gotten through, and we've been talking about all the messed up players and management that we have. Philadelphia has paid out a lot of money to people that aren't even here. It's ridiculous.
Like who?
So
they paid, it's no longer here. What are we talking about?
Maybe there should be guys that shouldn't be here, but they don't have a lot of dead money out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I need more info on that call, sir.
Let me tell you something, Jake Elliott, you little boy. If you can make 3 field goals instead of us being 1-4-1, we are 4-1-1. Pack your bags, you Cody Parker lookalike.
Look at Dave. See, any way he can make the coach look good, he will. Because, you know, he loves Doug. But, you know, you're kind of sharing that Elliott philosophy.
Well, if he trusts them to make the kick in the Bengals, that could be a win instead of a tie.
Yeah.
If he makes one against the Steelers, that could be a win. And he makes one against the Ravens. He's not actually factually incorrect that 3 kicks by Elliott could make this 1-4-1, 4-1-1.
Dude, kickers. Like I say, I don't get, like, if they are what they are, sometimes they're going to make it. Most of the time, you want to smack them. So,
I got it.
All right, close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Got enough beef?
I don't like
what is it?
Because I don't like
leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
See you later. All righty. Good show today. Fun show. Thanks, everybody, for participating. And stay tuned for Beers and Bob. Bob Cooney and Andrew Salchunas. And then Devon Gibbons will take you through the rest of the evening. On NBC Sports Philly, it's Candid Conversations About Race with Kyle O'Quinn and Craven LeBlanc. Should be interesting. Everybody have a great night. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.